Right, so phenomenal path Rabbi Nachman's been taking us. And it's really amazing because in today's world, it's so hard to find out who's a good Rebbe, who's a good person to follow. And, you know, every person can be a Rebbe and can be a Rav who can speak halacha, who can say things in the name of the Torah. And at the end of the day, you know, also the Yetzer Hara can do that. So it's very difficult to know just because somebody, you know, walks the walk or talks the talk doesn't necessarily mean that he is genuine and legit. And what we're talking about is at the end of the day, people who lack Emunat Chachamim, and they're lacking advice, then instead of integration, you have separation. Then all you have is excrements. All you have is excess knowledge, and you're not left with actually anything, nothing of substance, right? Somebody can, we spoke about this, how like a Rebbe can like, you know, give a mind-blowing speech, but didn't say anything. Like you are wowed, but you didn't leave with anything to do, anywhere to grow. And that's profound, and that's important. There's just excess. There's no actual content there, right? In the Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov says, don't eat an onion, because an onion is just peel. Just peels and peels and peels. There's no real heart of the onion. Even the heart of the onion just peels, right? So it's a very challenging reality when all you have is layers and layers, but there's actually no content there. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us that at the end of the day, when a person has this problem, then the way to purify him is actually machloket. Because machloket, l'shem shemayim, a machloket that has l'shem shemayim, this is how Rabbi Nachman started off the Torah. Shemayim is in order for there to be a heavens, right? Machloket l'shem shemayim, actually the day that machloket was created, on Monday, that's why there's no kitov on the second day of creation, only on Tuesday, there's Pamayim Kitov, because the separation that then brings integration. But if you have no separation that brings to integration, then it's not a machloket l'shem shemayim. It's just a machloket for the sake of machloket. And then all you have is pieces, and you can't bring them together. You can't have the whole, right? Imagine we gave this example, puzzle pieces, but from different puzzle sets. It doesn't help. You need puzzle pieces that are from the same picture, and then you can see the greater picture. So sometimes when a person is fallen into this state where all there is excess, all there is nothing left over. There's no content. There's no actuality, because he's lost his emunat chachamim, and he's receiving Torah and advice from people who are not at all true guides and true leaders and people who are truly connected to the Torah. Then machloket is what's going to save him. The water that's going to purify him is actually pal gei mayim. Pal gei mayim, it means peleg. It means like. It means a divide, right? The waters that divided, Kadosh Baruch Hu divided the water. You split the waters, the water that diverges from a river into different ravines, that is called Pal Gei Mayim, right? And therefore, that Pal Gei Mayim, those waters that diverge, can actually purify him. Meaning, machloket, when a person is serving Hashem through wrongful advice and all he's left with is excess, then machloket is actually going to save him. Meaning, sometimes the way to cure somebody is give him a little bit of the disease, right? Sometimes the way to wake somebody up from their slumber is to actually, you know, give them more of what they're having, but from a different angle, and then they realize they're not really interested in that. Rabbi Nachman is telling us that that's the reality of machloket. And therefore, a person, you know, he can be serving Hashem, he thinks he's doing good, and all of a sudden he's having like crazy machloket in a way that he should now open up his eyes to think and ask himself if he is actually serving Hashem in the right way, or if he's totally gone off the deep end. Now, in a different place, Rabbi Nachman is going to talk about how machloket is actually a good thing, and also in this Torah, he's going to speak about the machloket of the tzaddikim. But right now, the idea is that machloket can purify him, meaning it's not necessarily a bad thing in a way that it totally throws you off. Rather, it brings you to rethink and revisit the way you've been doing things. So let's unpack this for a second. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us that when a person is lost, he's receiving advice from the wrong places, he doesn't have content, then he's going to have machloket upon him, and that is going to be able to purify him, wake him up, get him to rethink about the way he's been doing things, and hopefully do them in the right way and rebuild the Emunat Chacham. Now, also the true tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman says, they also have machloket upon them. That's for the generation, because the generation itself, as a generation, as an entity that is the whole, they're also missing guidance. And therefore, the tzaddikim also have machloket upon them, but not because that they're wrong, but because the generation needs true guidance. And when you have two people who are, you know, you have people opposing somebody, then that opposition kind of creates contrast. And from the contrast, sometimes you can grow, right? Meaning, when somebody is cholik on Rabbi Nachman, for example, from the contrast of what they're saying, you can realize, wow, like, you know, this should be, we should think about this, right? In a way, someone once said to Reb Nachman, what do we do about everything that they're saying about Reb Nachman? They're saying we should put Reb Nachman in a cherem. What should we do about this? And Reb Nachman answered, he said, they should have put Reb Nachman in a cherem. Everything they're saying about Reb Nachman, we also oppose. Just happens to me that that's not me. Wow. Meaning, everything they're saying, it's true. We're not for that. We oppose that. But it's not me. And from that contrast, you can actually learn so much. So there's a lot of machloket here. We're going to talk about it a little more. But as of now, that's all we got.